So to begin our evening, I'd like to settle us all together in prayer. So I invite you, if you're comfortable, to close your eyes or however you wish to center into your own heart at this time. Just take a nice breath. And with that in-breath and out-breath, we land right here and right now. In this beautiful sanctuary, this place of gathering for spiritual community, in the sanctuary of our own hearts, where the good spiritual work is done. In the new beginnings, the rebirth, the renewal is available to us. We invite it in. Like Mary, we make space. And Spirit guides from there. And so we turn this moment, this service, this evening, Christmas Eve, the holidays to come, over to the one who moves and has its being with us, the one who plays through us, who rejoices and sings and dances through us. We give thanks for this celebratory night, and we begin it with the beautiful voices of our children's choir. Thank you, God, and so it is. Amen.
Yeah. this song that I just sing to all people. This is called Christmas Love Is In My Heart.
Bye.
Tonight we have something special for you. In Unity we interpret, how many of you are new to Unity, by the way? That always helps to know that. Oh, yeah, a lot of you. Well, welcome. The way that we interpret scriptures often in Unity is metaphysically. And metaphysical just simply means beyond the physical. So not just looking at what the words are saying or what's happening in that story. So not simply the story of Christmas from over 2,000 years ago, but taking that story and then looking at it from maybe a little bit deeper place, a place of how am I in this story? Where do I find myself in here? How am I like Mary? How do I make room in my heart and in my being for the goodness of that which I want to have brought forth into the world? How am I like Joseph? How do I show up loyal and standing in solidarity with somebody, even when something sort of embarrassing happens or something in the community that is shunned in some way? How do I decide to stand with those who I care about or those who I believe in? And how am I like a manger even? You know, how am I like that humble place in which things happen? How do I find that humility within me? Or where might I be more like one of these? How might I be one who opens my mind to the illumination like the star brings forth? Or taps the core of wisdom within me like the wise ones and follows that guidance to wherever we are led by Spirit? How am I like even the Christ child, this Christ that is born in me once again? So this story unfolds for us in this way, in this metaphysical way. And tonight we have readers that are representing each of these parts, parts of the story from so long ago, the story of the birth of Jesus, which we are also celebrating, but also then that deeper piece of how are we involved in it and how does it touch these various aspects of ourselves? So it is with that kind of listening that I invite you into the Christmas story once again, as the various characters and parts of us are represented here by our beautiful readers. And with that, I turn it over to our narrator to begin.
The angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, Hail Mary, O favored one, the Lord is with you. Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call him Jesus.
I represent Mary, the mother of Jesus. I am the perfect love that fills your soul. I am the divine feminine in you. I am that in you which desires to see only the good to come to you and to every other creature of the universe. I am that in you which never wants to hurt another in any way, for I am open and receptive only to that which is good and true. I am the very purest and gentlest aspect of love in your heart. Yet I am strong because all the power of good in the universe is with me and approves of me. I am that gentle strength of your nature, out of which will be born your understanding, of your true self. A beloved child of God.
So as we honor Mother Mary's incredible journey, we're going to sing the song, I Am Spirit.
Now it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be enrolled, and all went to enroll themselves, everyone to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth in Judea, to the city of David that is called Bethlehem, to enroll himself with Mary, who was betrothed to him, being great with child.
I represent Joseph, husband of Mary. I am the strength and wisdom that guides and protects the wisdom within you, which protects and guides love in your soul. Sometimes others suggest that I should separate myself from this love, and that this love is making a fool of me. But I cannot do this, for I am only satisfied and fulfilled when I am joined with love.
We are shines in you.
And it came to pass, while they were there, the days were fulfilled that Mary should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn child, and she wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
I represent the manger where Jesus was placed. I am evidence of the fact that wherever you put forth the best that is in you, you make of it a holy place. No matter how humble the surroundings or seemingly unimportant the occasion, God is there and will protect you and bless you. You can always trust God. You need not look for God in grand and impressive places. Think of me each time you are called upon to do your best in a situation that does not seem quite worthy to you. When you behold the true power of God in you, it is a humbling event. No task seems too small and no calling too big.
Away in a manger, no crib for a man. The little Lord Jesus lay down in sweet bed. The stars in the sky look down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep in the hay.
There were shepherds in the same country abiding in the field, and keeping watch by night over their flock.
I represent the shepherd of your thoughts. I am the simple natural tendencies within you which abide in the field of your mind and watch to see that you are comforted and protected. I gently but firmly bring you back to the right harmonious thinking when you are in danger of going astray. I am not the highest in you, but I am quick to acknowledge and joyfully surrender to your highest and best self. I am among the first to know when you have come to the joyful realization of who and what you really are.
Our finest gifts we bring, pa ra pa pum pum, ra pa pum pum, ra pa pum pum.
Peace on earth,
pa ra pa pum pum.
Can it be?
A newborn king to see, pa ra pa pum pum. Our finest gifts we bring, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, to lay before the king, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, ra-pa-pum-pum, ra-pa-pum-pum. So to honor him, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, when we come. Every child must be made aware. Every child must be made to care. Care enough for his fellow man to give all the love that he can. Pa-ra-pa-pum-pum
will come true.
I stood beside him there,
pa-ra-pa-pum-pum.
I played my drum for him, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. I played my best for him, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum,
ra-pa-pum-pum,
ra-pa-pum-pum. Then he smiled at me, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum, me and my drum.
And an angel of the Lord stood by them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. They were afraid.
I represent the angels who bring good tidings of great joy. I am those radiant thoughts that come to you directly from the mind of God. Through me, God tells you that you have cause for joy, and joy only. My news is always joyful because it concerns wonderful truths of your being. I tell you of your divine self. I tell you of all the peace and happiness that you're going to encounter. I tell you that you are one with all people. And I tell all people that they are now and forever one in God.
And the angel said unto them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all the people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Christ. And this shall be the sign to you. Ye shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger."
Miles, God and humans reconciled.
Now when Jesus was born, behold, wise ones from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east, and we have come to worship him.
I represent the star that guided the Magi. I am your intuition. Sometimes I appear to you only as a dim flicker in the sky of your being. But as you recognize me and follow me, I become brighter and more familiar and radiant light for your soul. God has led me to you as a gift, as a guiding light to lead you into your highest good. Trust me, follow me, for I will not fail you nor lead you astray. I'm attracted to only the good and the true.
And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when the wise men saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy.
We are the hidden and buried powers deep within you, which were so long unaware.
As soon as you came to the new realization of your true self, we came to you as physical evidence of the great spiritual resources that are within you.
We place our gifts in the light so that all may see and be blessed by these newly discovered truths about yourself. My gold shows the richness of your spiritual nature. You come from God, abundant source.
My frankincense shows the beauty of your true character.
And my myrrh shows the eternal perfection of your life in God.
Entered in and saw the young child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. And opening their treasures, they offered unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
I represent the Christ child. I am the sum total of all the good, which is the real you. I'm the love in your heart, the wisdom in your mind, and the peace in your soul. You have given me birth out of your very own nature, just as Spirit created you out of itself. I am that in you which blesses you and gives new meaning and purpose to your life. Now, because of Christmas, you have realized that you and I are really one, and that we are eternally one in God.
Thank you, all of us, all of you who should who shared in this beautiful metaphysical understanding of the Christmas story. We want to invite you now to prepare for a time of meditation. And so as we prepare our hearts and minds to really open to what is happening tonight, to, if you will, make a manger of your heart for the birth of this Christ consciousness in you once again. And we invite you to begin and prepare for that with a song.
Thank you.
on this divine night, we rest our hearts in this truth, that there is only love, and that this love supports us and comforts us, encourages and heals us. We bring to this magical night ourselves, for there is nothing else to give, but to give over to the spirit that wishes to be born anew in us and through us and as us. Whatever you have to lay at the feet, the proverbial feet, of the God of your own understanding, whatever gifts you have to give or things you have to release, I invite you to imagine laying them there now. Both bringing your honor, your gifts, your blessings, your gratitude. And those things that no longer serve you, your burdens, your difficulties, your misunderstandings. Whatever needs to be forgiven can be forgiven right here and now, if you so choose. And when you do choose, you choose freedom. You choose an open and willing and accepting heart, and remove any blocks to the abundant good that is the truth of who you are. Tonight is an opportunity to say yes, not just on the surface, but in the depths of your being, your soul and your heart, to say, take this burden and make it gold. And so here in this beautiful holy night, in this silent night, in this place where there is room both for our sorrows and our joys, for our pains and our celebrations, we give it all over in the silence, in the depths of our hearts, to the One. So let us rest now in the silence to see the light come streaming forth. When we turn over ourselves in this way, we understand the meaning of fall on your knees. We understand what it means to say, hark, the herald angels sing, glory be to God. For a new beginning is born in our hearts, in our souls, in our minds. An illumination has occurred. A reawakening is happening. Light is pouring from our hearts and minds and our beings out onto the planet and bringing peace. Because we have, like Mary, made room for the Christ. And so we allow that light to pour forth through us as we move from this place in a whole new way. As the very essence of love, as the very essence of the divine light that is so needed on this planet. Let us come from this place knowing that it's not just a nice celebration, but it truly is a holy night of rebirth, of reawakening, of a new sense and understanding of the divine in all of us. that we understand that we are one, one being, one light, one consciousness. And we go forth in the joy of this understanding, of this rebirth, of this new possibility made possible because you opened your heart and made room tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for each of us who has said yes and continues to say yes to be the bringers and the embodiers of the true Christ on earth. And so it is.
Thank you.
My cell phone's ringing and making no noise. Hello? I'm sorry. Excuse me. Oh. Santa? Huh. Okay. Well, yeah. Oh, no, I'm not real busy. Well, kind of, but yeah, it's okay. Oh, you realize that we're all here together. I see. Uh-huh. All-knowing Santa. Yeah. Okay. Great. A message for the children in the room. Santa wants you all to know that you better hurry home because you've got a big night tonight. Do you know about that? You probably know that, right? Oh, okay, good. All right, they already know Santa, so they're very excited about it. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Wow. That is awesome that Santa called us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yay. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get back to our candles.
Loves pure light, rain.
So I invite you to raise your candle high, your light high, knowing that this is a light, an offering, a blessing, a prayer for our world and our lives. Thank you, God, for all that we are, for Jesus for coming forth to break through to a whole new level of understanding and to remind us of who we are this night. Merry Christmas to all of you. God bless you. Amen. Go in peace. And we invite you to extinguish your lights and just put them in the baskets as you depart tonight. This concludes our service.